All right, hello everybody. Welcome to a slightly revamped Stars Unscripted. A little bit different format today. Mare, hold down for it. Hey Mare. What's up? So today we are going to talk about three big things. There is a big anniversary for Pawn of Stars. So yeah, we're just going to be a little bit selfish to talk about that. Whoop, whoop. We have upcoming Universal and Epic Universe visit by the Moana mom herself, Heather, and an exciting update on Disney's newest cruise ship, the Disney Destiny. So that's all coming up in this episode. Stay tuned.
It's our anniversary this week. It's Pawn of Stars.
It is.
This week, right?
Yeah.
How many years?
It is 11 years. It's 11 years this week.
11 years. That's amazing. Okay. So you are our fearless leader and founder of Pawn of Stars Travel. Ta-da. Jen, yay. So like that is a big undertaking. Like how did this all start?
It actually all started when my husband Brady said to me, "You keep planning everybody's trips and you're not getting paid."
It's a fair point.
So he's like, and so I managed to find somebody who was hiring, and you know, I learned. I mean, honestly, it wasn't a great fit for me. And that's okay though. It got my feet into the industry. So I started just looking into things because I was doing a lot on my own, very self-sufficient in that regard, kind of looked up a few things and I'm like,
I can see that too about you being like, I got this. I don't need, like, this is fine.
Like, I got this. So, and then basically figured out from some online searches, had no idea what I was getting into. Let me be very clear. I was clearly gripped by insanity.
I mean, it's a lot. Like, I love it. I love what I do and how my role has evolved over the years. But
yeah,
I know just watching what you do that I could never own my own travel agency or business. I'm like, there are things that I'm like, I can't deal with. I don't want to deal with. Like, no thing.
Yeah.
No
thing. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot. I did not know what I was getting into, but I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. So this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I know that. So okay. I'm good with it. Like, that's great. But yeah, that's it. I didn't know what I was getting into. And then just kind of, I had a friend who said, "Oh, that would be a lot of fun. I want to do that." I'm like, I can figure this out. Hang on. So by that point, I did know some people in the industry. I had some mentors. So I was like, how do I do this? And I figured it out. And here we are, 11 years later, 32-ish agents. We've grown a lot of learning experiences, but it's been super fun ride starting Disney only now selling the whole world. So yeah, it's been a crazy,
yeah, like
a little bit of everything.
Disney. I mean, we love us some Disney and theme parks, but we obviously do a little bit of everything. Like all inclusives are really big now.
Like that. Yes. Yeah, that's huge. Europe cruising. I mean, all of those things. Obviously, Disney cruises we love, but we love all cruises. And so, yeah, it's just a lot. And it's exciting.
That's awesome. And I came on, so 11 years for the agency. And I think I've been here since fall of 2019. A wonderful star, David Dollar, brought me on. And I am eternally grateful for that. And he knows it.
He may hold it over your head.
He's not keeping track. Just like the amazing like relationships here, like our dynamic, and I can't stress this enough with people because it's hard to convey that, but like this is a special group of people. Like this is like the people, because you're careful about like dynamics and who you bring on. And it's just over the years, getting to know some of these people, and they've turned in like legitimately to some of my best friends. Cause I mean, obviously I knew David going in, but he was the only one. And it's just been unbelievable. Like I talked to some of these people, no joke, multiple times every day. Like they're a part of my life, even though we're all in different like locations and areas. And I think one of my favorite moments or memories, like Pawn of Stars moments, was we had this big Walt Disney World 50th anniversary trip planned. Heather was the brains behind this. And this was fall of October of 21, September.
21, yep.
And of course, we've been planning this for a long time. And then COVID happened and things got a little bit like.
The darkest timeline, as we call it.
COVID-y. And I just remember, like, we went all out. I went a little bananas with the rooms. Like, got the theme park view club level room at the Contemporary for a few days. Got the brand new, like,
stays. It wasn't even just that. You also switched rooms about 12,000 times, which is what you do.
I do. I am my own worst travel agent. Because I'm like, what if I did here? And I'm like, I'll start out and be like, I'm going to have a budget. I'm like, it's fine. I'm going to have a budget. And then that just goes out the window. I'm like, no, but this is big. Like, this is a big trip. This should be like, and I won't go again for a while. It'll be fine. And that never happens. And then I blow it out of the air. And then I go, like, you know, a couple months later. And it's a vicious cycle. This was the first time I got to meet a lot of people, like at Aponestar once. And that was the first time I met Heather. And I wasn't sure she liked me at first, but we got along. And I think my Southern accent won her over, like throwing a couple, like, y'all, and like, whatever. And it's fun. And then cramming everyone into, our theme park view room at the Contemporary so we could go watch all of the fireworks.
Yes, we watched was it Happily Ever After? No, it was the new one.
Yes.
It was the opening of the brand new one, which
Enchanted.
Yeah. How funny, because it was such a short-lived show.
It was just, and I'm okay with that because Happily Ever After was my jam. So, yeah, you know, whatever, exactly. But having that, and then, like, again, I take the example of like Heather and just like how close that we've gotten, and she has turned into, she challenges me in a lot of areas, which is great, sure. But like in ways that I need it and growth areas, and she'll get me to do things that no one else can get me to do. I call her jokingly my emotional support ride buddy. And we're going to put that to the test this week because we are also going, again, big week. The two of us are going down to Universal Studios this week. We get to do Epic Universe preview. I'm excited. And Heather, and for those watching, Heather lives in Orlando. So she's set her foot in all the doors there, and she can pop over to things, and she'll meet up with people when we get down there.
And our dear friend KB Kristen is also going to drive in and join us that day. We actually have like 15 stars going over the next month for the soft opening, which is super exciting. So click that follow button because you're going to see a lot of epic
content. We got a lot of content coming with that. And yes. What's interesting is Heather kind of, she took one for the team per se, and she's the first of us to get to do it. She got to do it. So we're filming this on a Saturday, and you'll watch us on a Monday, but we're filming this on a Saturday, and she got to go yesterday.
Friday. Yes.
Yeah, Friday for the first time. And we were getting the commentary like as she's doing it, and it kind of changed my mindset going into it of things that maybe I wanted to do or like how we do it. And I'm like, okay. Okay. Like in my brain, because I'm an epic, like I am a planner, and I will fine tune an itinerary or plan just like within an inch of its life. And then she's like, okay, well, it's a soft opening. So they are also working out kinks.
Kinks, like, right.
Things that you can't always plan for. And I'm like, okay. Okay. Like there's some things that I'm even more excited for, but other things that I'm like, I really, really hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know. Any soft opening is not without its quirks, without its kinks. Okay. That's just across the board. And you have to know going into a new park, ride, environment, whatever. Honestly, this extends to resorts. If you're going to a brand new resort, sometimes it's like 6 months before like they kind of really get into their stride. So, and that's why they do soft openings. So you have to have some grace, but you expect, basically if you just go into it expecting something to go wrong, you're going to be okay.
Right.
Something's going to go wrong. You know,
unexpected. Yeah.
Yes. Which I'm excited to go with the three of you guys because we're going to have fun regardless. Like, it doesn't matter if a ride's down, if the food isn't. Yeah. So more to come. Exactly.
Yes.
So, but I know some things that I'm really excited for, especially after Heather went. I am really excited for, first of all, the Mario World.
Yes. Yes. She was raving about that.
She said it was fantastic. That, and I know Kristen is the most excited to meet Toothless. She cannot wait.
That is her dream. Kristen, just so other people know, Kristen is not a ride girly per se. So she likes experiences and things like that. And then she is Toothless's biggest fan.
Toothless.
Yes. So she might just be going for Toothless. I don't know.
She might be. Actually, if you talk to her, she would probably say she is. But we'll do like a full debrief after we've been able to experience it ourselves.
So Super Mario World, like, that's a good one. And I remember playing that growing up. So that there is like legitimate nostalgia for me.
Okay. You're a baby. I remember when 60.
Thank you for that, because I don't feel like it.
Yeah. I had Nintendo when it was up, down, left, right, A, B.
I played it on Super Nintendo. That's what I remember playing the most growing up.
That wasn't even a thing.
Mario, Donkey Kong, the Aladdin game.
Yeah. But you didn't play original Donkey Kong.
No, I didn't. Jen's going to have a flashbacks power down there. But Heather said, like, Donkey Kong, she said that was one of her favorite rides. And I'm really looking forward to
that. I'm excited for that one.
It's like you're like straight up in the minecart.
Yeah, I'm excited for Donkey Kong. I think that's going to be great.
And I was trying not to watch, like, because obviously, like, other people have been down there already, and I'm trying not to watch a lot of the videos because I want to be surprised. And Donkey Kong, I haven't watched it. I've just seen, like, this little clip of the cart. I'm like, okay, no, I know that that's definitely a ride I'm doing. I want to do, you know, whatever. But I did a confession here. Watch a couple videos last night because I am now scared to death of that
the star thing
coaster. Yes, in Celestial Park, that star coaster, like the racing coasters. Like she's in my head now. Like, it's in my head. Her daughter nicknamed it the Death Coaster, and I was like,
Calista was not okay.
She was not, like, her daughter, bless her heart, like, lost coloring, we had some Tylenol. They didn't do anything like
spinny. For like a couple hours, like anything else spinny. Right.
And the ride actually doesn't spin. I was getting the werewolf ride and the star coaster confused. So the werewolf ride apparently
I did the POV of that one last night.
Yes. That one spins. And now I'm like,
I don't know about that one.
And now I'm not sure. I don't know if I can. Like, that might be a bridge too far. I was looking at it. The most comparable thing I think I've done to this werewolf ride is the Crush's Coaster in Disneyland Paris, because you're on the track cart.
And it does this the whole time. Right.
And I do have a vivid memory of being like, I might need to get off this ride sooner rather than later. Like, because it was.
Yeah.
No, Cosmic Rewind, it's fast and it does spin a little bit, but it's not the same kind of spin.
But it's not, you're not like just going the whole time. I'm almost, and I don't necessarily get spin sick. I mean, I can, but you know, it takes me a lot. Yeah. So I don't know. It looked kind of intense. I did look at the Star Coaster and I was like, I think I could do that one. I think I'd be fine.
I'm publicly confessing this because I feel like I have to, because I'm not going to do the werewolf one probably, that I am going to, again, so accountability here, I promise to ride that one with you.
Okay. Can't leave me hanging, Meredith. There was one other time when Meredith left me hanging. We're just going to leave it there. But she did not have my back.
She did not. I left her high and dry.
She left me high and dry. And I just have to remind her about that at moments like this.
And just there. And because how I work is, if I am either like super overwhelmed with something or I'm just like, I'm mad, I shut down.
She and shuts down. And that doesn't always. So I would like, I need you.
Yeah.
Left me.
Heather said the Star Coaster was one and done for her. So I don't want you to ride this by yourself. Yeah. So
thank you.
You have my word. I will do this one. And all right. Stay tuned for all that.
I don't know that any of us are promising to do werewolf, though. Stay tuned. We'll
see. That one's intense, because that's the thing with Universal is they have legit coasters.
But anyway, we will be down there Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Wait, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next. Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So stay tuned because we will be releasing stuff that day.
Yeah.
And stories.
Epic on Thursday, 24th.
Epic. 24th. Yes. Our ticket day for Epic is Thursday, 24th. It was very exciting. We so appreciate Universal having us down for that date. It's a big honor to be part of it and to know that we don't have to just rely on purchasing the tickets at the desk right now at the hotel, which you can. If you are on site, you can go day of, see if you can get in for the day. You might be able to get it for your length of stay. I mean, not for every day, but you can purchase one day to go in and try it for part of their soft opening. But we know that we're going to get in, so we're not stressed about it. We'll be staying on site, so yay. That'll be something exciting.
Yeah, and just if there's anything that you guys want to know or you have questions about, let us know in the comments, because we will do our best to find out for you and get those questions answered, because there's a lot, we'll sort of figure this out as we go along too, in terms of process.
Absolutely.
And things like that. And just keep in mind, the soft opening, trial and error, and the official opening is May 22nd for everybody.
Absolutely. So...
yes,
that's our epic news.
We did. And I'm pretty excited for this. So we got our first look at Disney's newest ship, the Disney Destiny, which officially set sail this November.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I have been honored to be on the past two, pre-inaugural sailings, of whenever they did the Wish and when they did the Treasure. Both being both are just amazing ships. And of course the Destiny being a sister ship to the two of these, but with a different theming, the villains and.
Yeah. Heroes versus villains, heroes and villains, I should say.
Heroes.
Theme of this. They're really honing in, and it's interesting how there are some differences in this ship and the theming based on other ones that they've done. And one of that, and something that we got to look at this week, is the actual grand hall, that main entrance when you first walk on the ship, the staircases, and each ship has their own statue to match the theming. Like Disney Treasure has the Aladdin Jasmine on the carpet, the Wish has Cinderella. They are actually doing something a little bit different with the Disney Destiny in the grand hall. There is a Black Panther statue. So when you walk in, it's going to be, you're going to get that hero's welcome, as they say, and it's going to be like Wakanda, and you'll have the Black Panther statue. I cannot say the word statue. Good Lord.
It's a cute little accent. You got your cute little accent.
my accent got me there.
Bless your heart. Oh, bless your little heart.
Bless my heart. Statue. And it's going to start out like that, but they said it's actually going, there's going to be an evolution with it. And apparently Loki is going to kind of take over in some moments and cause, as he does, mischief. So that will be interesting to see how
I'm fascinated to see how that's going to look.
Right. And they're doing, what else we got? We know that there's going to be some pretty good villain representation on the ship. There is going to be, Cruella de Vil is getting her own unique piano bar lounge. I've seen the drawings, and it looks really cool. There's the Dalmatian colored piano, and she's going to be there, is my understanding.
That's what I'm hearing. And I will say, I think I know where this one's going to be. It's going to be where Scat Cat is on the Treasure, and then it would be the Nightingale Bar on the Wish. Mm-hmm. And so it's right off of that main hallway. And I will say the thing with Disney Cruise Line is those characters walk around a lot more.
And that's what, everything I was reading says, you're going to be able to interact. You never know when you're going to see these characters.
Yeah. And it's true.
That's really cool.
I love that.
Maleficent's going to have her own some sort of like lounge is my understanding. Like she's going to have a base there with some really cool concoctions. And she's a really cool villain. Like they've had her I know she was at the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party last year. She and the Evil Queen and whoever, like she was like legit. Like that was really cool to see her.
Fantastic. I love, Maleficent is a fun meet and greet too.
Yeah. I bet. Like, I think the villains are just cool in that because it's so, Gaston is still one of my favorite meet and greets. I don't know if he's going to have like a place in this. I would love for him to have a place there because he might be my all time favorite meet and greet. He was at Disney World for a while and I think Land. And those meet and greet videos are just, I could watch those all day. It's just so funny. Like, I love that. Like, this vibe. I love the Gaston vibe. So
but like I'm so narcissistic. Like there.
I'm trying to think. Oh, we got to see because each floor has a different like theme. And so we got to see different like room themes. The artwork for all of the different rooms. There's going to be some Incredibles artwork. There's going to be the Sorcerer Mickey from Fantasia artwork. Mm-hmm. Merida from Brave is getting representation, which is awesome. Mulan, there's some Mulan artwork. And then one of my personal favorites, like top three Disney movies of all time, Hercules. And Hercules. Hercules. I think one of the things I'm kind of most excited about for the Disney Destiny, and every time there's a new ship, I say this, I'm like, oh, this is my ship. This ship like fits like the theme, perfection. I've done it set like the Wish, the Treasure. I'm like, oh no, this is actually my ship. But this one actually might be my ship. Like my favorite.
Unless they release an Emperor's New Groove ship, in which case that would be your ship.
Over. It's over. And just so like everybody knows, two of my all-time favorite Disney movies are Hercules and Emperor's New Groove. Those are like be all end all. I will die on that hill, like kind of movies. Like, and I love all the classics. I grew up in the golden age of like Disney animation and like with Little Mermaid and Aladdin, and, like all of it. And it's like, those are all amazing movies, but Emperor's New Groove and Hercules are just, they forever have a place in my heart. And Hercules is getting some really cool representation on this one. And I am here for it. So like, he's got like, that'll be a room theme. Like I've seen the artwork for that. That's amazing. But it's also going to be, there's actually going to be three different stage shows on the ship.
Yes.
The big one, the main one that everybody's been talking about is the brand new Hercules stage show.
I'm very excited to see that. I think it's going to be phenomenal because the Fates just have the best, like,
yes,
and the music, I don't know.
Come on, let's go. The music in this, and they said all of the songs are going to be there. Plus, Alan Menken has actually written a new song specifically for this show, so there's going to be one brand new song in the show.
That's what's so cool is like, listen, we still have these composers around. A lot of the composers from that era are still alive and still around. I don't want to say all because you never know. There might be a couple that aren't. Right. But Alan Menken, for sure, is just one of the greats. So, so fantastic and did a lot of the music during that era. I mean, I'm trying to think of one he didn't do.
I mean, that man is basically responsible for my childhood. Like, I mean,
he is prolific. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, like, legitimately, like, and I think that's really cool that he came back. And so I'm excited to hear it because you know it's going to be solid. And I've seen the clip of the guy, I think his name is Corey. I forget his last name. I'll have to go look it up. I think his name is Corey, who's going to be Hercules on the ship. And they had the clips of him singing Go the Distance.
Oh
yes,
such a great, and that's like it's a fantastic, fantastic song.
That's amazing. We got to look at like, you know, some of the food stuff. Like there is going to be one of the main dining experiences is going to be a Lion King. It's a Lion King themed dining experience.
And I'm excited for this one because I loved the Lion King.
Yeah,
loved.
I mean, it's
still a do.
And they're going to have, like, apparently they are going to, like, the music's going to be there, like, while you eat. Like, they've got the performers. I've seen clips of the, like, I guess, how, like, the artwork. And then also the performers practicing, and it looks like that's going to be special because they did something similar, like on the Treasure, where they had the Coco dining experience.
Coco, and and in the on the Wish is Arendelle, so they have the Frozen dining experience. So I love that you're like in the middle of the movies, and I will say the performers on all of these are absolutely fantastic.
Like just legitimately, really, like really Broadway, terrific. Like could be on their show. Type of
quote. Yes. Oh, easily, easily. And very like on the Coco theme one, very authentic. So, you know, they bring in mariachi and it's just, oh, incredible. So I can't wait to see the one on the Destiny. Keep in mind, guys, bookings for the Destiny are open. So like we can book you on the Destiny. Get in there. Get in there.
Call us, message us. We're here. We got you. If you have questions, you know, we're happy to, if we don't know, we'll find out.
Correct. Very, very excited for that. So yeah, definitely reach out. If you are dreaming of your Disney cruise, this is the time.
So definitely be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at Upon a Star Travel. Also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Upon a Star Travel. So yeah, you can find us everywhere as well as Facebook. Again, Upon a Star Travel. So find us.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, right. And we're going to be going through, we try and keep it simple. we're going to be trying, we're going to be getting all the content to you this week with our Universal trip, being down there at Epic. Again, if there's anything that you guys want to see or you have more questions about, please let us know, put it in the comments and we will do our best to answer those or we'll find out for you. So stay tuned for that. And then again, stay tuned because we'll have more Disney Destiny news and other Disney cruise news because they've got a lot of ships coming.
There's a lot of ships.
Some big Disney park happenings around the corner. So stay tuned for that. We are going to talk more about what's happening in the parks on future episodes, but we've got some pretty cool things coming down the pike here.
So stay tuned to see us and some of our other star friends you will see popping in and out.
Yeah. So, Jen, until next time.
We'll see you real soon.
See you real soon, guys. Bye.